with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters in Washington. A federal judge is weighing in on the recent deportation of alleged Venezuelan gang members. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
At a Thursday hearing, U.S. District Judge James Boasberg said there's a fair likelihood the Trump administration violated his court order last month. The judge had temporarily blocked the deportation of alleged Venezuelan gang members while he considered a lawsuit challenging the administration's use of an 18th century law. The administration failed to return two deportation flights that were in the air at the time he issued the order. Greg Clugston, Washington.
There's a deadly storm system hitting the central section of the United States.
Powerful tornadoes and violent winds flattened homes and ripped apart buildings in the first round of storms that are expected to bring record-setting rains and life-threatening flash floods across the nation's midsection in the coming days.
The same general areas are going to be getting hit kind of through Saturday.
National Weather Service meteorologist Mark Chouinard.
Finally, by Sunday, it looks like the storm finally starts to move east.
Potentially deadly flash flooding is forecast for the South and Midwest as severe thunderstorms blowing eastward become supercharged, with more than a foot of rain possible in some areas over the next 4 days. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
South Korea's Constitutional Court is set to rule Friday on the impeachment of President Yoon Suk-yeol, either removing him from office or restoring his powers 4 months after he threw the country into turmoil with an ill-fated declaration of martial law. Police have deployed crowd control measures to prevent violence. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 1,679 points. This is SRN News. Who do you talk to at church?
A new poll from the Barna Group finds that the pastor is the most popular person to engage with either before or after a worship service. 57% of regular churchgoers say they talk to him. Fellow parishioners come in second. 53% of churchgoers like to engage with somebody else in the pews at worship. And in third place is church staff. 50% of adults say they make time to say hi to them. Baby boomers like to talk to other parishioners most of all. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Greece wants to ban men from having children via surrogacy if they're single or in a same-sex relationship. The Justice Ministry says it needs to eliminate legal ambiguity over the concept of inability to carry a pregnancy. The proposed change in law will be submitted to the Greek Parliament soon as part of broader civil code reform. Greece legalized gay marriage last year. This is SRN News. Maryland lawmakers have passed a slavery reparations bill.
It would create a commission to study the matter and make recommendations. The bill now goes to Democratic Governor Wes Moore, who says he will consider it. Potential reparations outlined would include, but are not limited to, official statements of apology, monetary compensation, property tax rebates, and social service assistance. Rich Thomason, Washington.
Democratic officials in 19 states are suing over President Trump's attempt to reshape elections across the U.S., calling it an unconstitutional invasion of states' clear authority to run their own elections. The lawsuit filed Thursday is the fourth against the executive order issued just a week ago. It seeks to block key aspects of it, including proof of citizenship. More details at SRNnews.com. I'm Keith Peters in Washington.